Hello, greetings, welcome, shalom, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day so far. This is the Weekly Wisdom Lesson, and it's an expansion of our Weekly Wisdom Tips, which you might have read on my blog post, or perhaps you received the Weekly Wisdom Tips via email. Maybe they were shared with you by a friend, or you might be one of our subscribers. This is a wonderful experience for me to be able to bring you a brief but thought-out program to help to expand upon the information that I share during the Weekly Wisdom Tips. You know, for so many years, we've been providing the Weekly Wisdom Tips, and I've always prided myself on the brevity of those programs, the ability to present something that could potentially be life-changing or at least week-changing in a small format, and I think people have appreciated it. I hear a lot that the Weekly Wisdom Tips were exactly what you needed to hear at that exact time, so that's something that I'm very grateful for, and I hope to continue to channel that kind of wisdom and bring it to you. At the same time, I've received questions and comments from people saying they want more. They want more information, more wisdom, more of a discussion about the particular topic of the week. And that's how this program was evolved, how it was born. And so right about the beginning of the year, we started the Weekly Wisdom Lessons that you're listening to now. And shortly thereafter, I began to produce a weekly hypnosis induction CD, or I should say audio, that allows you to listen to my voice providing a hypnotic induction that you can use to deepen your mastery of the topic of the week. So, for example, we might pick a subject like procrastination. And if that were the topic, we'd have a discussion about it here. And then for those of you who are members of my weekly Mindful Selling and Leadership membership, you'd have an opportunity to log in and listen to the Hypnosis for Change audio pertaining to that same topic. By the way, we've also made those audios available on a one-by-one basis, sort of an a la carte offering. And so if you have the curiosity or interest in one particular recording, you can go to my website and find that one recording just by pressing the red button on the right side of the page, and then navigating to the page that offers the Mindful Selling and Leadership and Hypnosis for Change calls, and just choose option one, and that will put you right into the call for the week. Our topic for this week is called Turn Yourself Inside Out, and it was just a catchy or clever way that I thought to express the idea that we have a tendency to have our priorities backwards. This is not unusual, it's really the American way. Sad state of affairs that we've become so acquisitional, meaning we have so much need and desire to acquire money, fame, influence. And not that any of those things are wrong, not that it's bad to have any of those things, and I certainly am a big believer in prosperity. But I think we've often come to sell our souls to have the items that we want. And the sad part is that we often get those things and find out that we're not happy once we get them. It's the old, just when you get there, there's no more there. I was working with a coaching client recently who had a particular type of obsessive-compulsive disorder where he had absolutely no tolerance for any of his property to be even the slightest bit damaged. So, for example, he'd get a new car, and as soon as a scratch appeared on the car, he'd want to return the thing. He just couldn't handle the idea of his vehicle being anything less than perfect. Now, you can imagine what this type of mindset did in his family. Here's a guy who's got a family with young children. Young children are pretty much wired to destroy things and mess things up and write on the wall with crayons and all sorts of things. And so here's a guy who can't handle anything outside of the absolute most perfect way of it being, and then he's got these kids who are destroying the world around him from his perspective, and so he's angry and he's intolerant, and God, I just can't begin to imagine what sort of a household he had created with that type of mindset. And the mindset, of course, is just an exaggerated version of what so many of us live with each and every day, and that is the strong craving to get something, or the strong neurotic compulsion to try to keep it. And God forbid anything we have should be damaged or destroyed or taken from us, and we collapse. And you know, what it is that really matters cannot be destroyed. What it is that truly enlivens us and makes our lives work are the things that last, the things that are permanent. And those things are never things. I remember seeing that as a bumper sticker. The best things in life aren't things. So how do you live in the world and aspire to a prosperous life without getting caught up in the emotional traps that come with trying to acquire? And I'm going to suggest that the answer is not trying to give up on acquiring things. It's not about letting go of your passion for goal setting or your vision of a brighter future or anything that has to do with having that wonderful life that you can see yourself having, but rather to put it in the proper perspective and understand that these things that you want are secondary to your state of consciousness. And what I mean by that is we have it backwards. That's why I call this program Inside Out. It's not about getting things in order to be happy. It's about being happy in order to get things and appreciate them once we have them. So happiness becomes a prerequisite for success rather than success being a prerequisite for happiness. And how do we do that? Well, this is a discipline, folks. You've been trained and programmed all your life to buy, 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 acquire, acquire, acquire. And learning to change the momentum, the very trajectory of your life, is not going to be easy. But you have to declare the importance of this, and you have to place your priorities in the right place. Because if you don't do it, you're going to pass on to your children the same neurotic compulsion to gain and win as you grew up with. And that's a disservice to them, and it's a disservice to the planet itself. So I want to encourage you to consider the possibility that you can become happy, joyful, peaceful, unconditionally, without the need for acquiring anything. And the good news, acquisition becomes much easier and a much more pleasant, pleasurable experience. When I stopped trying and longing and obsessing about creating what I wanted, and instead came to a place where I was willing to stop and rest and relax, even if I was in the middle of a project, just be able to stop, things really turned around for me. The universe became a very magical place. Lots of opportunities presented themselves in my life that I strongly suspect never would have shown up, or I certainly never would have seen them, had I continued to be in the state of obsessive attachment that I was in. But when I relaxed and was willing to take the time to be in the moment, to appreciate my family and my friends and the beauty around me, lo and behold, opportunities presented themselves left and right. So I want to encourage you to make your happiness a priority. Make your happiness the first priority. And you do that by learning to be mindful, learning to be introspective and understand what's going on inside of you so that you can respond moment by moment to what your body is telling you. Am I hungry? Am I thirsty? Am I tired? Do I need a break? Can I take a walk? Can I stop and smell the roses? What do I need in this moment to produce a peaceful existence? If you're in the middle of striving for something, stop and look at yourself. And if what you're seeing is that you're not producing a joyful presence, stop doing it. Even if you think you need to do it to get what you want, think about the hollow victory that you'll have if you get what you want and you're too miserable to enjoy it. So again, I encourage you to think about this process of making your happiness the first priority, letting go of the attachment to the outcomes, being present and being a loving presence for those around you, and letting go of the need for everything to be perfect. Start doing that now, and I think you'll be very pleased with how your life begins to unfold. Again, you're invited to participate in the Hypnosis for Change calls, and the one that will follow this will emphasize the idea of making your happiness your first priority. We'll use an induction technique to help relax your mind and then begin to implant the notion that inner peace is not only a noble priority to have, but it's the first priority, the best priority, if you are to experience prosperity in your life. And that from a state of inner peace, you'll be able to invent, create, and empower yourself to produce the life you want to live. And so I look forward to seeing you on that next call. And I hope that you join us as part of our mindfulness program, our Mindful Selling and Leadership membership. Very inexpensive. Each week we have inductions that will empower you in a variety of ways. So please take the moment and have a look at those materials. Again, this is Dr. Steve Taubman, author of the number one bestseller on Amazon.com, Unhypnosis, How to Wake Up, Start Over, and Create the Life You're Meant to Live. I want to thank you one more time for being part of my community, for your interest in this material, and for your willingness to do the inner work that so many people put aside to create a better you, a better family, a better life, and a better world. Have a wonderful week. Thank you very much, and God bless you.